radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Jed Jackson with you. Men's basketball coming up in a minute. Penguins women victorious tonight, 92-65 over the Pacific Union College Pioneers. So now the men's game of this CalPAC doubleheader sees the Penguin men 9-2 in conference taking on the Pioneer men, who are 2-9 in the CalPAC conference. Jet Jackson is alongside. This is Stuart Horn, and Jet, you know this is my favorite part of the night.
Hi, this is head coach Brett Tavani welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Yes, it is, Jet. Oh, I love this part of the night when the coach introduces me. Stuart Horn and Jet Jackson, your DU broadcasters tonight from the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California on radio.dominican.edu. We will now bring you the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, we are ready to get this thing underway, see if the Penguins can eke out a sweep tonight. I mentioned before, Breonna Chambers and the Lady Penguins, 92-65 over the Lady Pioneers. For the Pioneers, under head coach Robert Castillo. Oh, I want to say, hang on, we have an overhead announcement from the coach, Jet. We crank that up. Oh, no. All right, the official score for the Penguins for 15 years, Mrs. Christensen, Tommy Christensen, and Katie Christensen, both players, both starters of the Penguins squad. She has been here, and she's signing off. Tonight's the last night. Big bouquet and everything of flowers. That's a good way to send her off. Good words from the coach. And she's been an asset to the team for as long as I've been here, Jet. Longer. I've been here since, calling the game since 2000. Of course, I was a student here in 99, as you know, Jet. For the Pioneers under Pacific Union, for the Pacific Union College Pioneers under head coach Robert Castillo. Number 10 is Manny Gonzalez, a 5'9" sophomore out of Golden West, California. Number 22 is Aaron Reniker, a 6'3" freshman out of Sacramento. Number 32 is Cameron Barnes, a 6'4" junior out of Keene, California. Brandon Monty, number 33, a 6'2" junior out of Tesoro, California. And number 42 is Tade Adeyagin, 6'6", senior out of Maxwell, California. For the Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani in his fourth season, he's assisted by Lee Cretion, Brandon Davis, Jesse Haskins, John Parker, Scott Springhorn, and Jeff Stanley. Number 5, Adrian Valderrama, will get the call at the point to open things up tonight, the senior at 5'8", out of San Jose. Number 12 is Ari Ivantosh, 6'2", junior out of Weimar. Number 20 is Chris DeMarco, a 6'6", senior out of Appleton, Wisconsin. Number 23 is all-day Ray Chavez, the 6-foot senior out of Hayward. And number 42 is Ryan Trammell, a 6'5", senior out of Oceanside. Game notes, Adam Chavez out with an injured right calf. Chavez will not play tonight, according to the coach. Absolutely not going to play tonight. And it's going to be day by day with Chavez. The coach is going to try and save him, if anything, for the tournament, Jet. But Chavez not going to play tonight. Didn't play the last game. Didn't practice yesterday. No shoot around today. So the coach being very careful as Chavez is here off to our right. Not suited up. But he is over there jacking the team up. Chavez, the great clubhouse guy, 20 minutes overhead. 7:30 on the button, fans. Thursday, the 5th of February, 2009. Stuart Horn and Jet Jackson, your DU broadcasters for this evening's proceedings. Penguin women victorious. Ryan Trammell in the middle. And he is up against Tade Adeyagin. In the middle. And the Penguins tip it out. And the Penguins have it very quickly on the give and go to Ryan Trammell. Actually, it was an alley-oop. Trammell was up, but he just kind of muffed the ball up around the rim. In fact, he was above the rim, but couldn't get it down. But he did manage to hold on to it as it pinched between the rim and the backboard. All day, Ray Chavis gets the feed from Ari Ivintosh on the right side. Chavis can't get it to fall. It's back in the hands of DeMarco. Too much glass, and it's taken down on the rebound by Cameron Barnes, a 6'4" junior. Barnes passes it off. Now they get it to the top to Adiagan. It's Adiagan. Let me see if I can get this right. Adiagan. 19:15 to go. No score yet, fans, in the first half. CalPAC doubleheader tonight. The Penguins would love a sweep. Adiagan kick out back between the circles with 8 on the shot clock. Now they go to Barnes. Barnes goes 3-ball on the way, and they give it to him. And he was well outside the arc. And the first to score tonight are the Pioneers from Pacific Union. Shout out to Angwin, California, from which the Pioneers greet us. They're here in the house tonight at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. And you are listening live worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. A perfect feed from Adrian Valderrama finds Ryan Trammell under the hoop, and Trammell cans the deuce. As a couple of members of the Black Hole are up there, Dominican fans are going nuts. 3-2, Penguins trailing early in the first half with 18.5 to go. Matty Gonzalez now drives in baseline against Adrian. He gets it in and out, and it does not fall. 18-15 as Adrian brings it up after DeMarco with the rebound. The turnaround jumper by Ryan Trammell is waved off. Trammell drew the whistle prior to letting that hook shot go. 18-12 to go. And the foul is called against Tade Adiagan. 3-2. Coming up on 18 minutes. Ray Chavis outside. Here's DeMarco. Shout out to Wisconsin. Back outside. Ray all day. And it rains. And the Penguins on top 5-3. After Ray Chavis hits a big 3-ball from way out on the right wing. 17-49. He was out there at 22 feet. Bringing it up now is Brandon Monty. He goes left side to Barnes. Now in the corner, back over to Gonzalez. Gonzalez drives in. DeMarco said, no, you're not going indoors. Back outside, Reniker. Between the legs with Ray on him. Reniker kick out between the circles. Monty, now left side. Now Gonzalez. Back to Adiagan. He drives in right side. Kick off Barnes. No good. Down with it, DeMarco. DeMarco will slow things out as he brings it up the timeline left side. Now he hands it off to Ray Chavis, who back over to the Appleton, Wisconsin native. He fires it over to Ryan Trammell with the hook shot now. 5-3 DUs. Penguins on defense. Penguins defending the northern hoop here at the Conlon Center. Now it's tipped out by Ryan Trammell and into the backcourt. Ray Chavis has it bounce out. Chavis bounced it out with the heads up falling out of bounds play off of the leg of Reniker. But they give the ball back to the Pioneers. That was a poor call there, Jet.
Well, that was definitely a poor call right there on that, Stu. Seems like Ray Trammell did a good job of, you know, keeping control of his body, trying to throw it back up against the defender, but didn't quite get the call, so they weren't going to let that one go our way.
16:43 to go as the clock rolls. Penguins on defense. A turnaround jumper is painfully short by Brandon Monty, the 6'2" junior. Monty, yeah, with a no-look shot. I can see a no-look pass yet, but a no-look shooter left him way, way short. Here's Valderrama. He drives over right side. It's tipped out by Monty. Penguins give it away. Bringing it up is Reniker. He goes between the circles, right side. Monty, low bounce pass, Adiagan. He gets it over to Monty. Top of the key. Monty has nowhere to put it. Now they go left side. Reniker, 3 dribbles, right side. Monty with a kick. No. Ari Ivintosh had the foot out there. I thought he kicked it. Adiagan goes left, goes right, draws a foul. Ryan against him with 7 on the shot. Adiagan will go to the line with 15:55. Currently score is tied at 5-all. In the backcourt, 3 Pioneers go back to talk to Coach Castillo. Adiagan to the line, Jet.
No doubt about it. Adiagan showing a lot of great athleticism against some tough defense from Ryan Trammell. Ryan Trammell in their last game, Stu, he just pretty much went off. Last game they played in the Collins Center, he had 2 dunks. He played beastly defense, a lot of rebounds. So it's hard to get around Tram.
Here's Ray Chavis, another three ball. That's two in a row. Ray Chavis opened the game, missed one a little bit short. Now he's found his range, Jed, 8-6, DU. 15-37. By the way, Adiagan did pour home that third point in the play as he drew the foul and made the freebie. 15 and a half to go. Penguins by two, first half action. Adiagan now between the circles. He gets it over to Gonzalez, left side. Reneker now, long three ball on the way. No, taken down by Trammell. Trammell kick out very quickly to Adrian. We're coming up on 15 minutes. Ryan now between the circles, and he'll take his place under the hoop. Kick over to Ray, three ball on the way. All day short. After two in a row, just a little tiny bit short for Chavis. As mentioned, Adam Chavis not going to play tonight. Jed, he's got the strained right calf. Coach said it's okay, but he's really got to baby it because it could turn into something bad quickly. And for the CalPAC Player of the Year last year, you want to be sure he's in good shape, especially for the tournament. That's a media timeout, and the gives us an opportunity to recognize some of the sponsors of DU Athletics. This timeout brought to you by the Flatiron Sports Bar and Grill at 724 B Street in San Rafael. More sports than fits on a plate. 9 TVs with MLB, NBA, NFL, NHL, college, Euro, American soccer, Aussie rules, and pay-per-view. It's all there at the Flatiron Full Bar with specialty drinks and wines, 10 beers on tap, and a 10% discount on all food items for DU students with ID. The best in sports, spirits, and food. The Flatiron at 724 B Street in San Rafael. That's the end of the timeout. 14:49 to go. Penguins come in tonight 9-2 in conference. Penguin women came into tonight. Well, we're not sure what they were because there were two listings. But I'm pretty sure they were 8-3 tonight. Now it's 9-3 for the DU women. And that's just where the Penguin men would like to be at 9-2. Check it. They are 9-2. They'd like to be 10-2.
Yes, sir. They'd like to be 10-2, and they'd like to continue this winning tradition. It says that they want to defend their CalPAC championship, so that's what they're working for. But it's definitely going to be a hardship tonight, Stu, going without Adam Trammell, who is such the difference-maker and clutch player for this Dominican team.
I assume you mean Adam Chavis.
Adam Chavis. What did I say?
You said Adam Trammell.
Adam Trammell, Adam Chavis. I apologize. I never get my man Adam's name wrong. That's definitely a boo-boo on me.
Adam Chavis is hurt, fans, and will not play tonight at all.
Trammell is fine.
Yeah, Ryan Trammell is playing tonight. He is not hurt, thankfully. And bringing it in is Chris DeMarco. He's not hurt either.
No, sir.
First year with the Penguins. I'm glad to see DeMarco's not hurt.
Choosing to spend his last year of eligibility with us, DeMarco is a beast in the paint. He scores those tough points that Dominican usually needs so desperately when it comes down to the wire.
Right side is Valderrama. Here's DeMarco. DeMarco kicks back outside to Ray with a head fake. Heaves it across the court over to Adrian. Now they get it to the top of the key to Ari. Ivintosh has not taken a shot yet. A soft turnaround buckler from Ryan Trammell, right wing. Good for two. 10-6 from Valderrama. Coming up on 14 minutes exactly. Ray Chavis playing some massive defense against Aaron Reneker. Reneker passes off to Monty, now Gonzalez. Now top of the key back to Reneker. Right side is Monty. Now they go left side to Reneker. Soft jumper off the glass. Not enough hoop. Doesn't fall. With the rebound is Chris DeMarco. 10-6 Penguins. Here's all day for another three ball deep. Chavis is 2-for-5 on the three ball so far. 13 and a half to go. 10-6. Gonzalez brings it up. He's got Adrian plastered to him. Adrian's let the hair out a little bit. A little fluffy tonight. Usually wears it a little bit tighter. Reneker, three ball, left wing, good. 13-15 to go. 10-9 fans in the first half of this one. Here's Ari Ivintosh, who has not shot the ball yet. See what Ivintosh does. Ivintosh has been on a good roll as of late. Started the season very strong. Now Ivintosh on the give and go. Outside, here's Adrian thinking about it. Now he gives it off to Ryan. 11 on the shot. Here's Ari. Drives in left elbow against Reneker. Off the glass. No. Put back. DeMarco. No. DeMarco gets his own rebound. But Adiagan pulls it away from him. 10-9. Penguins. 12:40 to go. Monty. Left side. Monty dribbles it, gets it back over to Barnes. Barnes now backs up. He's got Ari on him. Ivan Tosh with the hose very high. 12:26 to go. Kick out to Gonzalez with a nice no-look pass to Monty now. Barnes, 360 spin move off the glass. Beauty. 12:15. Boy, that was pretty, Jet.
Oh, yeah. Great athleticism by Barnes, able to score on RV Ivan Tosh. Ivan Tosh usually is a pretty good defender, being able to lock down his man for the most of the time, but you won't see Ari get scored on that often.
Penguins trail 11:10 in the first half of this one. Stuart Horn and Jed Jackson with you on radio.dominican.edu. Welcoming Penguin fans listening worldwide and Pioneer fans as well. Broadcasting from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from San Fran to Japan, from Mumbai to Dubai, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It is radio.dominican.edu.
I think you can hear us on the moon too, right, Sue?
And beyond.
And beyond.
Chris DeMarco on the line was fouled. As I was doing the radio tag, there was no action taking place then, so don't worry. And DeMarco misses the first free throw. The second one is on its way, and it is very deep. And that was not pretty, as Aaron Reniker with the rebound. He hands it off to Gonzalez, and back over to Reniker now across the timeline. In the game is Alistair Flack. Shout out to Melbourne, Australia. And driving in is Gonzalez, easy left-handed runner. Gonzalez very short. DeMarco with another rebound. Here's Adrian with an easy runner right side. He missed it to return the favor. It's 11-10 as Barnes has it stolen away by Alistair Flack. Flack rips it away, and now Flack's got it. Oh, brother, as over the top of Flack was Cameron Barnes. Barnes caught up to him after Alistair stole it. Flack had stolen it, kicked it out to Ryan Trammell, who then hit Flack in stride. As Flack was going up, Barnes caught up to him, and Barnes fouled him. With a chance to tie the game now is Alistair Flack, and he gets it to fall.
Yes, sir. Alistair was the starter for this squad last year. Ran into some injury situations early before the start of the season. But I'm telling you, it looks like Alistair's getting his swagger back. Good steal, good take to the rim, got fouled, but it's going to the line.
Flack had a superb year last year, and you're right. He's just trying to get that form back, and that's not going to help as he missed this one. Way right. Ryan Trammell pulls down the board. Here's Alistair dribbling in. Now sets up the screen to Xavier Muldrow, who's obviously come in. Now Ari's got it. He gives it off to the baseline to DeMarco, who's waiting in perfect position to convert the deuce. We're inside of 11 now, fans. 13-11 as Adiago's got it between the circles. Adiago has the right knee braced up. He goes up against Chris DeMarco. Tipped away now by Xavier. Heads up move. Good play by Xavier. It comes back down in the hands of one of the Pioneers. And now the officials are looking to reset the clock. No, they want to put 24 seconds back on the clock. As Aaron Reniker will bring it in. He's right here in front of the broadcasting area. As Phil Havlicek has entered the game in place of DeMarco for now. Havlicek in his first minutes tonight. 10:40 to go. Penguins by two against the 2-9 Pioneers. Adiago's got it now on the right elbow. He hands it back off to Reniker. Three ball on the way. Short. Taken down by Havlicek. He hands it off to Alistair Fleck, who calls out the play. He's looking over at Ari. Now they go Xavier. Xavier goes down low, and they get it to Ryan. And Ryan off the glass, and it's good for two. 10:18 to go. Penguins by four. 15-11, a superb bit of ball control by the mighty Penguins as we're coming up on 10 minutes. In the game now is Josh Jewett, a 6'6" sophomore out of Thunderbird, California. I don't know where that is, Jet.
Thunderbird, California.
He is.
Something one heck of a place.
Adiago's got it. And he goes up, and he is fouled by Ryan Trammell, I believe.
You are right, Stu. Thunderbird, California. Now, you think that's a typo, or is there really a Thunderbird, California?
Well, there must be.
I have never heard of Thunderbird, California. But, hey, there's a lot of things I haven't heard of, and I guess I can see I've heard and seen it all now. But here on radio.dominican.edu, we always like to remind you that you should visit the Villa Inn in San Rafael, 11 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge, 1600 Lincoln Avenue, the Villa Inn. You can see them online at www.villainn.com. Free continental breakfast, free wireless internet, cable TV, DD phones, kitchenettes, air conditioning, small fridge, public transportation to San Francisco. It goes on and on and on. You should visit the Villa Inn. Also, don't forget Pennzoil. Pennzoil is a 10-minute oil change. Locally owned and operated since 1987. No appointment necessary. Just drop on in. 14-point full-service oil change. $6 off if you come to the games and get the program. Something else to mention, Stu. Today is one of our players' birthday. Xavier Muldrow, the true freshman. He's celebrating a birthday today. I believe he's turning 19 years old. 19.
Is that right?
Yes,
well,
sir.
Right on. Happy birthday, Muldrow.
Xavier Muldrow, all the way from Riverside, California, playing up here for Dominican. Played on a terrific high school basketball squad that's ranked in the top 100 nationally, Stu. Was recruited by Coach Cavani.
He's been a superb addition.
No doubt.
So shout out to Muldrow and all the fans listening, Muldrow fans listening worldwide. His birthday today.
Yes,
hey, that's
sir.
Pretty good stuff. All right. Muldrow, in fact, is out on the court right now. He's standing right behind Tade Adiaga.
Yes, sir. Muldrow has definitely had a great season. He has been such a great player, and I can't wait to see more of him, see how he develops as a basketball player here at Dominican University.
Adiaga buries the first one. In fact, Muldrow's out there wearing the Argyle socks. And, in fact, you'll notice, Jet,
that you got the Argyle socks.
Yeah, Muldrow and I are wearing the same socks tonight. So, I don't know.
Is that a sign?
Well, I think it might be. Well, he's my favorite new recruit on the team, as you know. So
no doubt about it.
And I didn't even, we're just on the same wavelength, I guess.
The Argyle socks, he's bringing it old school. I like that.
We're going Argyle. Clock rolls fast, 9.5 to go, 15-12 as the Pioneers have the ball. They are attacking that northern hoop. The Penguins are on defense as Ryan Trammell hits the ground under the hoop. He was tripped up by Josh Jewett, but inadvertently, and he pops right back up. Jewett, three ball on the way, right side, in and out. Taken down by the Pioneers, back up with it, no good, as Stephen Catalan, a 6'1" sophomore out of Loma Linda, can't get the putback to go. 9 minutes exactly. The Penguins by three is all. Havlicek goes left side. Low bounce pass to Ari from Alistair on the way. Ari Ivintosh can't get it to fall. He went from about 17 feet just inside the arc with 8:45 to go. Penguins by three. They've committed two team fouls, while the Pioneers have committed three. Adiagan's got it. Oh, good fake by Reneker, and then the soft hook shot from the right side. Boy, Reneker with the fake to the outside had everybody deep, and then softed it in there, 15-14. Penguins by one. Here's Alistair on the way. No, Havlicek. Oh, man, Alistair with the heads-up move at the last instant found Havlicek down low. And Phil with a turnaround softy.
No doubt. Great assist by Alistair Flack. I'm telling you, he's coming back into his own. The former starter for this DU offense was hobbled a little early by injury, but he's been hungry to get on the court, and he's definitely showing that now.
And now a softy goes up by Catalan, but doesn't fall. Somehow the Penguins can't pull it down. The fans are freaking out. They don't like it. They thought that Catalan walked with it. And he pushed the envelope, but I think he was within the limits. Apparently so. Three officials are right on top of him. Adiaga now with a jumper from the right elbow. Can't get it to fall. Penguins down with Xavier. Right side Muldrow. Kick out. Ari thinking three. Ari with the foot fake against Reneker. Xavier. Good fake right. Goes left. Havlicek drifts to the left side. 7.5 to go. Alistair. 17 on the shot. Flat goes low to Ryan. Finds him. But Ryan had to back out as Adiaga was all over him. Here's Alistair, 8. Xavier, 7. Ari, 6. Right side, Al, 4. 3 on the way, Havlicek. Yes, with 2 on the shot. That one goes down. And with 2 seconds on the shot clock, Phil Havlicek puts the Penguins up by 5, Jets. 7:10 to go.
Once again, credit on the assist is Alistair Flatt playing an extremely great game, being able to get his teammates involved, moving the ball around very well, Those are the keys to winning. And if Alistair can continue to be that man for this Dominican team, we're going to walk away with the W. It's 19-14. I'm feeling happy so far, Stu, but we got to keep the pressure on because this PUC team will not back down at all. Also, here on radio.dominican.edu, we're always reminding you to hit up our local vendors such as T&B Sports. T&B Sports is providing sports equipment, athletic equipment since 1946. You can look at their merchandise up online. I'm getting so tongue-tied at www.tnbsports.com. Also, do not forget the Gelati Brothers Contractors.
Okay.
They're doing San Rafael. They've been building in San Rafael, doing Marin County since 1940.
I think those guys built everything down here.
They've built everything down here, and they've been a great, great sponsor of Dominican Athletics as well as our entire Field of Dreams project and so on and so forth.
All right, fans, we are back underway. 7 minutes to go. Good job there, Jet. Here's Reniker. Reniker's got Ray Chavez plastered to him. Chavez just came in, and Chavez is making the most of it. 6:50 to go now as Reniker drifts around the top of the key. He's got nowhere to go. He gets it indoors to Ryan Voss, and Voss goes down low to Andrew Webster, who's just come in. So Voss and Webster just entering the game, and Webster with the deuce. 19-16, 6.5. Alistair drives in, finds Phil. Phil's getting triple-teamed. He's got three on him. Here's Al back outside. Oh, boy, he found DeMarco, but DeMarco couldn't hang on to it. Now Xavier between the circles. Alistair with eight. Al back outside. DeMarco seven. On the way with a foot fake. DeMarco gets it and puts it back up after the first one missed. He found the bottom. 21-16, 6 minutes exactly. If you'd like to interact with us, fans, you can do so right now on the AOL Instant Messenger. Send us a message, AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. It goes straight to Jet Jackson sitting to my right. There's the quick little deuce by Brett and Monty as the Penguins hung out in the backcourt. Monty transitioned quickly. PUC worked it up there. Three ball goes off by Chris DeMarco, doesn't fall. Back down with it, PUC, 21-18. Monty scored the deuce. 5.5, and the Penguins are back on defense now. Now Voss. Ryan Voss is 6'3" senior. He goes to Reniker at the top of the key. Coach talking to Ferreira, who's getting ready to come in. We're coming up on 5 minutes. Now Voss, top of the key. He's not going to try and shoot over DeMarco. There's no way in the world. But over the top of Ray Chavez was Brandon Monty, and that one goes down, and a timeout has been called by head coach Brett Tavani for the Dominicans. And the Penguins will head over to the bench, and Tavani with a dry erase board with 5:07 to go. 21-20. On paper, these two teams don't match up well, Jet, but right now they're matching up real well as the Penguins are only leading by one.
Yeah, they are definitely matching up, and this has come out to be a great game. I'm really impressed, though, with the play of Alistair Flack. He stepped up and showed a lot of great vision, a lot of great passing skills so far in this first half. I can definitely credit their success so far right now in this first half to him being able to get the ball around, as well as great shots from Havlicek and DeMarco. Good team ball going out there on the court, Stu. I'm definitely not surprised how great we are playing. We are definitely being a team, playing as a unit right now, no doubt about it.
Tons of people in the house tonight as classes are back in session, you might imagine by now. 3 weeks back in session. The place is loaded. 5:06 to go, and the clock rolls. 21-20. One more time, DUC Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger. DUC Radio. No spaces, no underlines, no hyphens, no nothing. Here's Xavier, right side, he drives in. Oh, Muldrow, off the glass, finds his way home, right under the hoop, and Muldrow puts it away. Right off the glass from the right side, Jet, a type of play normally reserved for the bigger guys. Muldrow in there at 5'8", 5'9", check it. The freshman, he looked like he was 6'9" there. Now he's calling out the play as Muldrow is on defense. Here's Gonzalez for three ball, on the way, no. Check it, that was Webster, not Gonzalez. And the Penguins now back on offense as Ferreira has come in. Ferreira ends up under the hoop. Ferreira, and now DeMarco hits the deck. Pereira and DeMarco are down, but they're popped right back up as Voss was at the bottom of the pile. But Voss is built like a fire plug, so he didn't get hurt, even though Pereira and DeMarco fell right on top of him. Voss pops right back up. Nobody's hurt. Pereira was fouled on the play. And now a media timeout has been called. And we'll bring you this timeout from Miracle Mile Veterinary Hospital and Pedigree Pet Store and Grooming. They're located in the same place down there at 1924th Street, Jet. Proud sponsors of DU Athletics. Now, we're in Miracle Mile Veterinary Hospital at 1924th. Full service veterinary hospital, acupuncturist, Chinese traditional veterinary medicine. And multiple languages, Cantonese, Japanese, Spanish, and the old standby English. Pedigree Pet Store and Grooming with 19 years experience. All kinds of haircuts for your pets. Flea products available. That's at 1924th Street, Miracle Mile Vet Hospital, and Pedigree Pet Store and Grooming.
No doubt about it. Also, Best Burgers is a family-owned, proudly serving the Marin community since 1993. Voted Best Casual Burgers in Marin by the Marin IJ. It's located on 323 3rd Street in San Rafael, right in the Montecito Plaza, next to Trader Joe's. So hit up Best Burgers. Definitely a good meal, Stu. Been by there. It's the best stuff in the world.
All right. Fans, our next broadcast will be Thursday night, 14th of February. Valentine's Day. Jet and I will be your Valentines that evening. And that will be against William Jessup, who are currently in second place in the conference. Penguins are third place. So that should be quite a matchup.
No doubt about it.
4:17 to go as Matt Pereira goes to the line. Little doubt about that one right there as Pereira pounds it home. 24-20 if he'll go to the line again. Pereira wears number 11. Out there with Ray and Xavier. Ryan and Chris. This one goes down, so Pereira walks into the game and picks up a deuce promptly. 4:16 to go, 25-20. Penguins on top first half. Don't forget about the halftime extravaganza with my partner Judd Jackson. All the stats, all the numbers, everything that matters. He'll have it for you in extravagant fashion. Here are the Penguins. Reneker now is virtually untouched on his way around the key. Gets his own rebound, but DeMarco steals it away. I think Xavier got a hand in there. And it's Xavier's birthday, so I'm going to give him credit for that one. Here is Ray. Now Muldrow, left side. Good pass. Ferreira. Ferreira's got double team. Reneker on him. Xavier, head fake. Back over to Matt. 17 on the shot. Muldrow goes over to Alday Ray. Drifts left side. Boy, they're looking for Ferreira. They keep hitting Ferreira over there as if he's going to do something. And now the softy by Ryan. No, Ferreira taps it out. Loose ball. Finally picked up by Tade Adiagan. 3:20 to go, fans. First half. Penguins by 5. 9-2 Penguins against the 2-9 Pioneers. Interesting about that, though. The Pioneers got past Maritime Academy, who took the Penguins to overtime. And not only did they get past Maritime, they got it by 16. Air ball fired up by Cameron Barnes. I believe that was Barnes. I'm not positive. You see, I think it was Barnes, Jed, but the point is, it was tipped out, so it's not a true air ball. If it's tipped, it doesn't count as a true air ball.
Right.
Penguins came down with it, 25-20. We're inside of 3 minutes now as the clock rolls. And in the backcourt is Reneker, the 6'3" freshman. He kicks it over right side to Monty. Now they go left side back over to Gonzalez. Looks like this may be the starting squad that started the game, with the exception of Voss. The other four guys did get the go. Now it's stolen away by Muldrow, but Adiagan comes up with it and throws it between the legs of DeMarco. DeMarco had to go right between the legs. Now a big long three ball bounces two times on the rim, very high, and then falls. 2:24 to go. 25-22. Penguins transition down to the southern end. Alday on the way. Yes! 3-for-6 for Chavis. That's 50% outside the line there, Jet. 28-22, we're coming up on 2 minutes, fans. Penguin fans are going nuts in the house. Reneker, check it, Reneker with a big long three ball, and that's two in a row. 28-25, 1:57 to go, double dribble called on Muldrow.
You know, Xavier Mojo, he's having such a great campaign as being a freshman, but he makes those little freshman mistakes sometimes. He has to just, you know, get his head in the game a little bit more. But Xavier Mojo has played a superb year. I mean, there's
he's had a great year. I mean, he doesn't even play like a freshman.
Not at all.
If he makes a mistake, it's like a veteran mistake, and that was just a little miscontrol of the ball. Reniker goes up and has it stripped away by Ryan Trammell. Here's Xavier way over on the right side, triple team. Now DeMarco all alone from the glass. DeMarco softly, yes. Left side, he drifted under the hoop jet and then got it to fall, 30-25. A buck and a half to go in the first half.
Yes, sir. DeMarco is quintessential. Those old NBA big men. He's able to get in there. He's able to use his fundamentals, swoop around, get good control of his body, and score those points through under tough conditions.
Definitely our version of Bill Walton.
No
111 to go. Thinking about the three ball is Monty. Monty goes off the glass, gets it to fall, picks up the foul, and Coach Tavani hates it. He smacks the hands together. 30-27. Monty will have a chance to bring the Pioneers within two. 106 to go when the clock resumes its movement. Until then, Monty on the way. Very short. Down with it, Ferreira. 104 to go, Xavier. Penguins have Ferreira, Muldrow, Ray Chavis. Of course, Adam's not playing tonight. Chris DeMarco, who just threw it away. DeMarco throws it right into the hands of Monty on the way. No, but DeMarco gets the rebound. 45 seconds left side, Ryan. Ryan gets it and walks with it after DeMarco pulled it down, flipped it off to Ryan Trammell, who brought it across the timeline right in front of the Opulent Broadcasting area, and then walked with it. A timeout has been called by head coach Robert Castillo, and this timeout is brought to you by Classic Billiards, 1300 4th Street in San Rafael. We've got billiard tables, ping pong, foosball, and digital jukeboxes for public and private use, jet, team parties, birthday parties, corporate events, billiard equipment for sale. Come rack up some fun with the whole family. Classic Billiards at 1300 4th Street in San Rafael. 45.6 seconds to go. 30-27, Jeff.
Yes, sir, Stu. It seems like the men's team is definitely playing a tight game here. 30-27, PUC is not backing down. They've been able to get the plays to keep them in the game. Ryan Trammell took a little few steps too many, but definitely see him bounce back as he always does, being a great, great player, great, great star for our Dominican team. Also, we're always reminding you that these certain breaks are also brought to you by Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus in San Rafael, located right on 4th Street on the Miracle Mile, 100 yards before McDonald's. Batteries Plus, whatever your technology needs, we have a battery for that. All batteries for home and business, from laptop batteries to bulldozer batteries, we have the battery you need. So go get your batteries at Battery Plus. Wonder if they got...
Man, I was just looking for a bulldozer battery.
I'm telling you. You know what I was looking for? A jet battery.
A jet battery?
A
Jet Jackson.
Yes, Jet Jackson's trying to get a jet. Trying to get a
G5. 30-27.
I got to live high class, dude.
Penguin Radio Lear.
No doubt about it.
30-27. 40 seconds to go as the clock rolls. Penguins are on defense. Shot clock is on, so it's at 30. Now it's at 23. That was quick. 30 seconds overhead, 20 on the shot clock. Penguins will get a chance to get the ball back as Reniker's got it. He goes over to Monty on the right side. Monty goes back to the top. It's stolen away by Xavier for an instant, but it tipped back into the hands of Monty with 17. 7 on the shot. Monty with a jumper. Right side. Ooh, long two ball. Why does the clock continue to roll? I don't know who's working the clock, but the clock didn't stop. When the ball went through the hoop, the clock didn't stop. But I guess it's not that big a deal. It's the end of the first half.
Well, we always seem to catch those small things, Stu, and it just didn't seem to show up right then.
I guess not. 9 seconds to go. The part that hurts is the Penguins are going to get the ball back. And they didn't get the ball back because after the bucket, there was a problem. 2 seconds. 1. Monty on the way. Oh, boy, he almost canned that thing. Sorry. 30-29 at the end of the first half, fans. And Jet will be back with the halftime extravaganza in about 10 minutes. There's a 15-minute break. Is that right? 15? It must be. Because Pat Huser's here to do the overhead announcing for the youngsters game at halftime. They have a little event here at halftime each time. the Penguin men play. So Jed will be back in about 10 minutes with the stats and the halftime extravaganza. Until then, we have a little more on the Indian unsigned front for you. We'll have the second half for you right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Like all the dreamers ran out of dreams.
Dominican.edu.
All right, thank you very much, Jet. Just a couple seconds to go till we get the second half of this one underway. Penguins only on top by one. Our next broadcast, fans, will be a week from Saturday night, the 14th. That'll be Valentine's Day. And William Jessup will be in the house. Jessup currently only percentage points ahead of the Penguins in the conference, so that should be quite a battle. Ari Ivantosh will bring it in for the Penguins. Penguins will be... Let's see, the Penguins will be attacking the northern hoop. They'll be moving from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. And Jet and I are here high up on the eastern wall at the Conlin Center. At Dominican University of California, Penguins bring it in. DeMarco's got it. They get kicks outside. Three ball. Adrian Valderrama on the way. No. And it's taken down by the Pioneers. 33, Brandon Monte, the 6'2" junior out of Tesoro. He brings it up for the Pioneers. Penguins on top by one with 30 seconds into the second half. Aaron Reniker has the ball. It's tipped away, stolen by Ray Chavis into the hands of Ari Ivantosh. It goes out of bounds, and they give it back to PUC as Ray fell right on top of Reniker. It was tipped out by Ari for an instant, but Ray couldn't hold on to it.
Actually, the ball will go back to DU, Stu.
You're right. Penguins get it back. 30-29.
The possession arrow pointing right in our direction. Gotta love it.
Penguins will take that one. I guess they called that a jumper. I'm not sure what. But the Penguins are back on track as a three ball by Ari Ivantosh, who is scoreless in the first half. Ivantosh opens up the second half, missing the big long three ball. Tough shot there. Ivantosh is either hit or miss this semester, or this season, I should say. He's either as hot as they come or as cold as they come. As Adiogan now gets it outside with a big long three ball to Cameron Barnes, doesn't go. No score so far in the second half. Here is the give and go to Ryan Trammell from Adrian Valderrama. Now it is good for two as Trammell stops the scoring drought, puts the Penguins up by three. We're inside of 18.5. With the ball now, Brandon Monte. He drifts around right side, goes between the legs. He goes left side, now over to Dunn. Check it, Reniker. Reniker on the way, good, off the glass. 32-31, Penguins. 18-10 to go in the second half of this one. Following a fine job in the halftime extravaganza by my partner, Jet Jackson. Here's the jumper by Ryan Trammell on the left elbow, and then a whistle. That one does go down. DeMarco with a 360 spinner handed it off, or dumped it off to Ryan. Trammell, the only player in DU history that I've seen in 9 years of watching basketball here at the Conlin Center to have a perfect game. He did that earlier in the season. No misses. Not from the line, not from the field, and not from outside. It's pretty astounding. A pretty astounding game there by the senior from Oceanside, Ryan Trammell. 34-31, the Penguins are on top after Trammell with that two ball. Now the give and go to Barnes. Barnes with a foot fake. He gets it off to Adiogan. Short. DeMarco with the defensive rebound, and those are so important. 17-20 to go. Adrian Valderrama with the head fake to DeMarco against Adiogan. Off the glass, too much. Gets his own rebound. Back up amid a flurry of arms. PUC's everywhere. And somehow DeMarco gets it to fall, 17-07.
I'm surprised, too, that he didn't even get called for the foul. There was no foul on DeMarco. He had everybody, I mean, pretty much just snatching him out of the sky trying to get him. No foul. I can't stand it. The refs need to call that one, Stu.
Penguin fans behind us were right. You were right. There was nothing but fouling going on, but no whistles. Here's Reniker. Can't get it to fall, 36-31. 16-43 to go 8:25 on the West Coast. Fans, DeMarco all alone on the elbow. Now right side, Ray on the way. Three ball, no. Put back DeMarco, no. Put back by Ryan Trammell. And that one does fall. 16:27 to go. And a whistle. And a timeout. And this timeout is brought to you by Bank of Marin. You can find them online, bankofmarin.com. Committed to your business and our community. Proud sponsors of DU Athletics. Bank of Marin. Only in Marin. Also brought to you by Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Search for hope. Try that again. Search for homes. Get neighborhood information. Go to the award-winning website 24/7. Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Love where you live, Jet. Find them online at fhallen.com. 16:27 to go. The Penguins by 7. 38-31. No fouls committed by either squad in the second half. Of course, the radio squad, we haven't committed any fouls either in the second half. First half, a few. Second half,
we're pretty good. We're clean in the second half.
Yeah, we're good in the second half.
I think we're all right.
Adam Shavis not playing tonight, fans. As we mentioned in the first half, he has a severely strained right calf. So, coaches decided to keep Shavis out, and rightfully so, keep him fresh for the tournament. But one thing you don't want to do is push him too hard, too soon, and have him get hurt before the tournament. He's only the CalPAC Player of the Year. You want to keep Shavis in good shape. And the Penguins are doing pretty well without him tonight.
No doubt. They're definitely holding their own.
Gigantic loss anytime you lose somebody like Shavis.
No doubt about it. But we're definitely got to talk about that on the All-Pro Sports Show this next week. Adam Shavis being vacant from the team.
16:19 to go. We're back underway as Reniker's got it. He's got Ray Shavis, Adam's older brother, against him. Ray is a senior and Adam is a junior. Reniker's got it out on the right wing. He goes back to Adiagan. Now they go back into the middle to Monty. Monty gets it down low. Oh, it's blocked. Barnes went up from under the hoop. It's blocked by DeMarco. DeMarco comes up with it. DeMarco, what a massive rejection. And he comes up with the ball. 15:45 to go. Penguins by 7. Ari stepped on the line. It was a bullet pass from DeMarco to Ari, who was driving in under the hoop, but Ivintosh stepped right on the line, and that's not good. That's out of bounds. 15:40 to go now. It's an unforced error. Sort of an errant pass on the part of Chris DeMarco. 38-31, 15.5 to go. Brandon Monty's got it. He kicks outside. Reniker on the way, thinks about it, goes down low to Adiagan. Oh, all alone. They go down low, and Cameron Barnes manages to can the deuce. 38-33, 15:15 to go. Second half action on radio.dominican.edu. Place is loaded. There are a ton of people in the house.
No doubt about it. We definitely had a lot more. It's been an increase in student spirit here on campus, Stuart. It's a lot of people coming out to support our teams. A lot of people coming out to support all sports. I'm telling you, it's great here at Dominican University.
Ray Shavis with a bullet pass to DeMarco down low's triple team. DeMarco still tried to get the shot off. He couldn't, but he somehow bashes the ball away from the hoop. They get it to Ari off the glass. Whistle, no bucket. 14:45 to go. 38-33, Jet.
I'm telling you, you know what gets me, Stu, is the fact that these refs refuse to call any fouls on Chris DeMarco. They refuse to call any fouls towards anyone who's guarding Chris DeMarco. This is ridiculous. He's getting the crap beat out of him, Stu, when he gets in the paint. They've got to give him the and-one. I'm sorry. I usually don't argue with the refs, but DeMarco is getting hacked all over the place, and he is not getting no love from the refs whatsoever. But here on radio.dominican.edu.
Yes, sir. We want to bring you this timeout from Pennzoil 10-minute oil change. Locally owned and operated since 1987. No appointment necessary. Just stop in. They're a California state-certified oil recycling center, Jet. And that's a good thing.
That's a real good thing.
Well, you don't want them to be without certification in the oil recycling business. I mean, if you don't have certification, what do? You just dump it in the bay? These guys are certified.
They're certified, that's right. You're certified oil guys. Hit them up.
That's right. That's right. There's a certified oil recycling center at Pennzoil 10-minute oil change.
Yes, sir.
Their service meets or exceeds new car warranty requirements. 5 years in a row, Diamond certified. at Pennzoil. 10-minute oil change in San Rafael, Santa Rosa, Novato, and San Francisco. Also brought to you by Jets Favors, the Villa Inn in San Rafael, just 11 miles north of Golden Gate Bridge at 1600 Lincoln right here in San Rafael. You can find them online at villainn.com. We are back underway, fans, or just about to be back underway. 14:45 to go. The Penguins leading by 5 in the second half of this one. A CalPAC doubleheader. Brianna Chambers and the Lady Penguins took care of business earlier.
That's the understatement of the night. They did more than take care of business. They absolutely annihilated PUC, I'm telling you.
It was 92-65 as Ari Ivintosh goes to the line, and this one is very short. Ivintosh 0 for tonight. 14:45 to go. When the clock starts again. Tavani back up on his feet. Word with the official. Ari on the way deep. So he overcorrected. It's tipped out, and the Penguins cannot get the rebound. So all around, not what Ari Ivintosh was looking for. 14:30 to go now, fans. Adiagin's got it. He goes over to the right side to Gonzalez. Penneker, left side now back. Penguins back on defense as Gonzalez goes three ball very deep. Adiagin with the rebound. Gonzalez thinks that he wants to go again, but he won't. Renneker right side. Top of the key to Monty. Left side. Driving it in. Gonzalez from the paint. Foot fake. Monty on the way. Softly, yes. 38-35 with 14:02 to go. Just the one team foul committed by either squad in the second half. That came against Ari Ivintosh a few moments ago. Penguins playing very gentlemanly in the second half. No fouls. 13:40 to go. Here's Chris DeMarco, and he walks with it. No, DeMarco was slammed under the hoop by Cameron Barnes.
And they finally give him the foul.
Yeah, Barnes forced that, what looked to be a walk, but in fact it wasn't a walk. It was a foul against Chris DeMarco. 13:45 to go. Penguins by three. Quickly inbounds from Ari Ivintosh to Ryan Trammell right under the hoop. And the Penguins with a quick up and in. Gonzalez has to get away from him now. On the inbound, 38-35.
And on that possession, carrying up the ball, the refs refused to call a double dribble as well. I saw a double dribble by Pioneer. Just they didn't catch it, Stu.
Maybe the referees all moved to the other end, or maybe he had muffed it so badly that the ball actually got away from his body, so they don't call it. I'm not positive. Penguins by 5, 40-35, 13:15 to go. Driving in now, right side is Monty. He goes kick out, Penneker, a long two ball. Renneker on the way, and it's good, 40-37. Big long two ball out there at about 19, just inside of 19 feet. The arc's 19.9. So he was out there just on the edge of it. Let's say 18-footer. 12:50 to go, fans, in the second half. Penguins only by three. Penguins playing pretty well. And Ari feeds it to Chris DeMarco. DeMarco very flat. Slams it up against the front of the rim. It comes right back. Now a push is called against Chris DeMarco. And
that is
ridiculous.
Chris DeMarco is getting fouled every time he steps in the paint, Stu, and they are not calling it. It's obviously blatant.
Yeah, you make a pretty good point there. DeMarco with his third, but there have been several plays where it looked like DeMarco got nailed and no call. So, Penguins now back on defense. 12.5 to go in the second half of this one against the Pioneers from PUC. Adiagin's got it. Tade Adiagin. He fires it indoors to Gonzalez. Oh, boy, that was an ill-timed throw. And now diving on top of the ball, Alistair Flack got tied up. I think that was Flack. Was it Flack or was it Adrian? Yeah, it was Flack who got tied up with one of the PUCs. So the possession arrow goes the way of the Pioneers, and they'll have it right underneath the hoop that they're going after, that being the southern hoop. 12:16 to go. And the clock rolls. Penguins on defense. Turn around Monty. On the way, no. It's a little bit deep. Check it. That was Barnes. Down with the DeMarco. Coming up on 12 minutes exactly, Adrian. Now Chris. Right side. Ari thinking about it. Drives in. Kick out Adrian. Doesn't want to do it. Back to DeMarco. Heaves it over to Alistair, who drives in left side. Oh, Flack has nowhere to go with it. It's stolen away. Flack coughs it up to Steven Catalan, who goes the distance. Catalan on the way is fouled by Adrian Valderrama, And Valderrama, his first of the night. That's the second team foul in the second half. 40-37, Catalan to the line. Stephen Catalan, a 6'1" sophomore out of Loma Linda. Where's number 25? This one, I think the Penguin fans kind of helped them with that one because somebody was making a lot of noise and the ball did not go in.
I don't know what that was, though.
Now all the Penguin fans are getting into it, and it's on the way, and he missed them both. And it's taken down by Adiagan. He kicks back out to Gonzalez, and the clock rolls at 11:45. I think the black hole helped.
It definitely helped on that one.
Reniker on the way, three ball short. Now the Penguins have it. After DeMarco hauls it in. And Alistair Flack moves it off to Adrian Valderrama, top of the key. Now they kick out. Ari thinking about it. They get it back over to the right side to Alistair Flack, who goes with a low spinning bounce pass intended for Ryan Trammell down low. But it was tipped out by Adiagan. Penguins will have it right under the hoop. This was successful for them last time. Now they work it back outside, 11:20. Penguins on offense. Attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlon Center. Penguins by three. We are at 11:15 exactly in the second half, fans. Alistair Flack with the overhead pass, six on the shot. Turn around, Flack on the way. Ari, two, one, three ball. Ivan Tosh, Kanzatray.
Give me threes or give me death, Stu. Ari Ivan Tosh dropping the nasty three right in the eye of the defender. Ari Ivan Tosh is definitely a beast.
Boy, he had it. He had a good chance for a good look at it. Now an air ball by Gonzalez, and that's a bona fide air ball. 43-37 after Ivan Tosh hammers home the tray. 10:40 to go. Chris DeMarco, two ball top of the key, missed. Hauled down by Cameron Barnes. Barnes, a 6'4" junior, hauls it in. Now he moves it back, top of the key. Barnes walks with it. Barnes with a stutter step against Ryan. And that will see Andrew Webster come back in as Manny Gonzalez goes back to the bench. 10:27 to go, 43-37. Both teams with two team fouls so far in the second half. Here's Alistair Flack. He goes right side. Ari gets it back indoors. Low bounce pass to DeMarco. DeMarco is fouled, and he'll go to the line.
Finally.
Foul's called against Andrew Webster. Webster's a 5'10 junior out of Rio Lindo as Havlicek gets ready to re-enter. 43-37 as DeMarco's on the line, and this one is good. As the Penguins, Conlon Center falls silent. 10:15 to go. And I noticed that Cameron Barnes is back to the bench as DeMarco missed that one. 43-37. Dominicans on top. And Webster's got it now. He goes top of the key to Ryan Voss, who's re-entered. Voss is getting double-teamed at the top of the key. Penguins playing some pretty nasty defense. 44-37. Here's a soft jumper by Andrew Webster from the right wing, and that's good. Has buckling. Very softly, delicately pounds it in there. 9:45 to go, fans. The Penguins by five in the second half. Penguins have pretty much playing the starting squad. PC's playing a very tough. Now they work it indoors from Alistair. Gets it back to DeMarco. Now Flack on the left wing. Flack thinking three ball. Doesn't get it to go. 9:25. Flack drives it home and finds a seam and gets it to go. 9:20.
Yes, sir. Alistair Flack showing great athleticism there. That's why he was the starting guard in this team last year. I'm telling you, Alistair Flack is definitely a role player on this squad, so he's able to get in the paint and score like that. Great, great handles, great athleticism.
46-39. Penguins by seven. Reniker's going to slow things down. He flings it over left side to Catalan. Now they go top of the key to Adiagan. Driving in is Reniker. Back outside, Voss on the way, three ball. Ooh. Boy, from this angle it looked good, but it was just a little tiny bit short. Just ever so slightly short. Penguins by seven. And here's Valderrama. He gets it off to Ryan. Ryan goes off the Well, it looked like he spun it off the bottom of the backboard, but apparently he didn't touch it because play would have stopped. It ended up in the hands of Chris DeMarco, who converts a two ball.
And a timeout
has been called by Coach Castillo.
Trammell once again being the beast that he is. I'm telling you, this DU's team, if they stay up, Stu, they are dominant. Once they get rolling, you can't stop them. And even without their star player, Adam Chavis, they've still managed to lead this game. Stu, it's 48-39. We're playing great ball. We're scoring great. We're moving the ball around well. We're working well as a team. And this is an entire team effort. There's no one who's really overtaking the game or trying to be overly greedy or overpowered. It's just everyone's sharing the rock. Everyone's getting their shot. And they've been able to execute real well, especially on the defensive side of the ball, being able to lock it down. I just wish Chris DeMarco would get a lot more respect in the paint and that they stop fouling the heck out of him every time his hands touch the ball.
Or at least get the call.
Exactly. I mean,
if you can't, it's one or the other. If you're going to hammer the dude, give him a whistle.
Just because he's big, you got to call like you would call everybody else. Doesn't matter how big he is. If it's a foul, it's a foul. You can't call a little nitpicking foul on one side, and then just because the guy's 6'8", decide, we won't call it. He's 6'8". They didn't mention.
8:29 to go, fans. 48-39 to use by 9 all of a sudden. It was a one-point game at the half. 30-29 then, 48-39 now. And Reniker with the runner. And no, that was not Reniker. That was Brandon Monty, the 6'2" junior out of Tesoro. And he has a runner right in the paint. Drives the lane, right side off the right baseline and gets it to fall. Subsequently, the Penguins transition the ball to the other end, 48-41. Transition to the other end. Media timeout has been called. And in the transition to the other end, then the Penguins have the ball go out of bounds off of one of them, which left Ryan Trammell hanging off the rim for an instant. And, you know, Jet, before you got here, there was one broken backboard in the Conlin Center. And it's a good trivia question as to who broke that backboard. It was the Southern backboard, broken by one of the great forwards in DU history, a guy out of Verde, Nevada named J.J. Myatt. So if Myatt's listening tonight, Myatt wore 44 for 3 years. In his senior year, he wore number 30. It was in his junior year that he hung on that backboard and smashed it to smithereens, Jet. Luckily, it was during a practice and not a game. Because I don't know what they would do if they broke a backboard during a game.
That definitely would.
You have to bring a piece of plywood in from behind the place.
They would. They would have to bring a piece of plywood in, and they would have to clean up the mess. But if anyone could break it, it's Ryan Trammell. I thought David Moore probably would be the one to break it. You got me on that trivia question.
Nah, Morsey was very thin by comparison. Morsey didn't weigh that much. He was kind of built like Trammell, only even smaller. Morsey was 6'5". Trammell, I think, is 6'8". Let me look.
But Morsey was an all-star. Straight from Australia.
Morsey was perhaps the greatest, arguably the greatest Penguin. Well, certainly the greatest Penguin I'd ever seen.
Or you can come into Colin Jim, see his face on the Hall of Fame next to a lot of other great athletes.
Yeah, I was Morsey and I was lucky enough to call 4 years worth of his games. 8:05 to go. The Aussie Morsey of great 4 years.
No doubt about
great
it.
Great player, and the Penguins have some great players now.
Yes, sir, such as Adrian Valderrama, all the way from my hometown, San Jose, California.
He's on the line, and he makes the first one in front of a very full house here at the Conlin Center. 48-41, 8:05 to go. Morsey, if you're listening, down under in Melbourne, Australia, we miss you.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
Yes, sir, it's my catchphrase.
49-41, you're kidding. 8:05
like
to go.
It.
Everybody
it
likes it. No doubt about it.
No doubt about
50-41. 8 minutes to go, fans, exactly, on radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Jed Jackson with you. Big long three ball goes off by Andrew Webster but does not fall. It's taken down by Havlicek. Off to the other Melbourne Australian, Alistair Flack, who heaves it across the court, finds Havlicek, and Havlicek from the left corner, and that's good for two. 52-41, 7.5 to go. And the Penguins all of a sudden are starting to pull away, Jet. We're inside of 7.5 as Reniker with the runner. He's got Ray against him. He can't get it to fall. Down with it to DeMarco. Now Adrian brings it up. Left side over to Ray. Straight away, three ball. Deep. Going out of bounds. Saved by Havlicek. Havlicek pulls up, slows things down.
resets the shot clock. 7:08 to go. 26 seconds overhead. Here's Ray, who just missed a three ball, just a little bit deep. Turnaround jumper by Havlicek, missed it. Off the glass inside of seven. Havlicek had a good look at it. He's kind of too close to the hoop. That was one of those that I think he looked at, and it was his eyes got too big. 52-41. 6:45 to go. Penguins have committed two team fouls, while the Pioneers have committed four. Now Reneker goes top of the key. He gets it back over to Monty. Monty between the circles. Monty kick off on the way. Barnes, three ball, no. Taken down by Ray Chavez. 6.5 to go, 52-41. Here's Adrian, who drifts around the right side. Gets it off to Alistair. Black now, back to the top of the key, Phil. Down low, Havlicek spins it around. He gets it inside of Jouet. Back outside now, 12 on the shot. Here's Adrian, 10. On the way, 9. Now it resets. Adrian doesn't get it, but he does get rim. Now they go back up to Brandon Money for the Pioneers. He brings it up. Reneker on the way. Big long three ball. Way too much. Adrian goes up, and he's fouled as he was headed for the ball. Over the top was Cameron Barnes. Barnes just about tore little old Adrian's head off. 52-41 with 5:48 to go. Penguins will get the ball.
No doubt. Great mindset by Adrian Valderrama, knowing to jump up there, try to go for the ball, possibly yank the foul to get the possession aerial facing Dominican. I can definitely say that's a smart play from Adrian. Man from San Jose. I claim him so well, Stu, because he represents one of the greatest cities in the world.
Josh Jewett and Andrew Webster back to the bench. Tade Adiagan and Cameron Barnes are back in the game for Pacific Union. Left side, Ray. Three ball on the way. Uh-oh, air ball, Ray. 5:35 to go. I don't know if he was tipped. That was just a little too much air. 52-41, we're at 5.5 fans. Five team fouls now committed by PC. Out of Angwin. On the way, they give it back to Angwin as Ray tipped it into the back to the Pioneer bench. Timeout has been called by the head coach for the Penguins. That is Brett Tavani in his fourth season. 5:23 to go when the clock continues to roll. Two team fouls committed by the Penguins. Five committed by the Pioneers. 52-41, Jet.
Yes, sir. 52-41. But so far, the Penguins are running it. They're doing exactly what they do best, which is play mistake-free, solid team basketball, incorporating everybody into the plan. Everyone is playing mistake-free, and that's how you win championships, and that's why we are the CalPAC champions, Stu. But we're always reminding you on Dominican Radio, radio.dominican.edu, that if you're in town, you need something to eat after the game, hit up Puente's Taqueria. You know, a combined 90 points from both teams get you a free burrito.
Well, and we're already
scored,
over that.
Yep, the women scored 92, so if the men get 90, will we still get our we get two burritos then, or what's the deal?
I believe so. Bobby's here. From Puente's Taqueria. He's the guy wearing the hat right down there at the end of the front row, Jed. I don't know if you know Bobby.
Oh, I haven't met Bobby per se, but he's definitely made a few of my burritos, and
yeah.
I love him to death for that.
Puente's Taqueria, tacos y burritos, the best burritos in town. 5:02 to go, and here we go, fans. Clock rolls. Right side, Adrian Valderrama finds Alistair Flack down low. Flack all alone under the hoop, and Flack with a roller gets it to fall, 54-41. And in the final 5 minutes of play, the Penguins are starting to pull away as Chili the Penguin is in the house. That's the tallest Chili I've ever seen, Jet. That Chili the Penguin's the tallest Chili by about a foot.
I'm telling you, that's definitely...
That Chili outfit doesn't even fit him.
I know Penguins were like 6'5".
Here's Phil Havlicek with a jumper. Dead ball against the back, and it falls. 4:28 to go, 56-41. Penguins. And now in transition, PUC bringing it up. For the Penguins, Mark Lewis getting ready to enter the game as Adiagan's got it. He goes over to the right side to Gonzalez. Now Reneker. Reneker, kick out. No, yes, he goes to Gonzalez on the right wing. He's way too far out to shoot. Almost stolen away by Havlicek. Now Adiagan's got it. He drives in left side. That goes off to Barnes. Barnes drills the hoop and he gets it to fall. 56-43, good play by Barnes to get the deuce. 3:50 to go. 56-43. Now Adrian's got it. Both teams seem to slow down their rhythm a little bit right now. These are still pretty hot, but everybody slowed things down. As under the hoop, Cameron Barnes
got tied up with Chris DeMarco. Havlicek found DeMarco down low. DeMarco tried to pull the 180 jumper. Spun up, and Barnes got in his mug. 56-43, and it'll see DeMarco to the line with 3:39 to go as the birthday boy Xavier Muldrow gets ready to come back in. Muldrow right here in front of the broadcasting area with the Argyle Sox. An immediate timeout has been called, and with this timeout, here's my partner, Jed Jackson.
Yes, sir. Here on radio.dominican.edu, we definitely have some more important things coming to you. A lot of our student programming has started this semester on radio.dominican.edu. Look forward to many shows coming to you, as well as our new show involving the school newspaper, The Habit. You can hear important news updates ranging from campus life to everything. From campus life to sports to basketball, all you can hear. Me and my co-host, Mr. Jock, a.k.a. Mike Wells, are definitely contributing writers and editors. Mike Wells, the head sports editor of The Habit. So if you're on campus, pick up a copy of the DU Habit, as well as tune in to the All-Pro Sports Show, which comes on Mondays and Wednesdays, 1 to 2 p.m., only on radio.dominican.edu. The best sports talk this side of earth, only on radio.dominican.edu, one of the top 20 college internet radio stations in the nation.
Easy there, Chili. Easy, Chili. Don't pull out any cords. Chili's getting funky right in front of us. All right, Chili's all right. Chili got past us, thankfully. 3:39 to go, 56-43. With those big feet Chili has, you know, you never know if he's going to kick out a cable or something.
You never, ever know. That has to be the biggest Chili in, like, history. I mean, he's like 6'5". He's definitely a basketball Chili, no doubt about it.
No, that Chili's huge.
I'm telling you, you need to call National Geographic, get him to snap a picture. That's the biggest penguin you will ever see. And it's too hot down here for Chili.
That's about the best line you've had in a while. Here is Chris DeMarco on the line, in and out. DeMarco is now one for his last five from the line. I think I might have to have a word with DeMarco after the game.
No doubt.
I'll be nice to him, though. Don't worry about it. 3:39 when we resume. DeMarco on the way. Okay, this one goes down. All right. I won't have to lecture him. 57-43.
We definitely shout out to Appleton, Wisconsin. Enjoyed the cookies last time. Good Lord, Jesus.
Right.
Those are the best cookies I've ever had.
All right.
At least ever had while I've been in college. I'll definitely give them that, because if my grandmother hears this, she might be like, oh, my what?
57-43, we're back underway. Yeah, that's right. DeMarco's family hit up the radio squad with a bucket full of cookies. It was great. In and out now by Voss. No, gets his own rebound, gets a whistle, and Voss will go to the line after converting. 57-45, and Voss will go to the line. Kind of a delayed reaction there on the scoring table. Wasn't sure what happened. But Voss will go to the line, and he does. And the Penguin fans are letting him have it, and he makes it. It's a good three-point play there under a lot of duress by Voss. 57-46 now. We're coming up on 3 minutes exactly, fans. And the Penguins are getting ready to... Well, they brought Lewis in. And they'll bring Souza in a minute. And there's a soft jumper by Havlicek, left side. Havlicek with both knees bandaged up. 2:50 to go. 59-46. And now the Penguins are on defense. Oh, Souza almost stole it away. Souza just chasing his guy all over the place. That was Brandon Monty, and Souza hits the ground. And Voss picks up the personal foul, 59-46.
Good job by the freshman Mark Lewis, being able to stand in there, take the charge. So a lot of smarts on the defensive side of the ball. I'm definitely enjoying it.
2 minutes and 37 seconds to go, 59-46. Penguins by 13. And DeMarco gets it down to Souza, who goes up with a no look. Check it, that was Lewis to Souza. Souza goes up, no look, but Lewis is fouled before he chucked the ball. 2:30 to go. Looks like Lewis has got a little buzz cut going tonight.
No doubt, got the buzz cut going, got the J's on. Lewis is ready.
Lewis wears 31 on the way. Good. Nice shot there by Lewis. He's got the gold wristband on the left arm, the left wrist, the right wrist.
The left wrist.
Well, the right wrist has nothing. The left wrist has the gold wristband.
He's got the Jordans on the feet. Courtesy, the greatest player ever, Michael Jordan.
On the way. And that one's good. So now it is 60-46. 2:28 to go in this one. And Xavier Muldrow's come back in. He's out there with Lewis, with Souza, with Ray Chavis, and Christy Marco. With 2:21 to go, a whistle. Foul is called on Muldrow. Well, it's his birthday.
Yes, sir. Xavier Muldrow's birthday.
Well, I can't believe they called a foul on him. It's his birthday. That's not right.
He's allowed a freebie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like a mulligan. 2:20 to go. And Souza. Lewis gets wrapped up with Brennan Monty and tips it out of bounds. And for the DU, Schultz is going to make his way in along with Brett Poncia. Poncia is a 6'1" sophomore, and Schultz is a 6'6" junior. We heard a lot of Schultz earlier in the season and a little from Poncia. Good play out of both of those guys, 61-46. They're both in there now. And we are coming up on 2 minutes, 2:12 to be exact. Audie Oggins is back in there, and he kicks it out for a long three ball to Reniker, and Reniker just in and out. I don't know how he missed that one. Boy, that was close, 2:06 to go, and the ball dribbles out of bounds right there toward Dr. Joseph Fink, who's president of the university here at DU. He's in the second row of the grandstands and went out right in front of Dr. Fink. So the Penguins get the ball there on the OB. Here's Souza, gets it back off to Schultz, goes long two ball, no. 1:50 to go. Penguins all came up on their feet. Xavier Muldrow steals it away on the bullet pass. Muldrow kicks up to Lewis at the top of the key. Lewis gets it to fall!
And the whistle! One.
And the whistle. Boy, what a play there by the Penguins' Mark Lewis, who just made the free throws a moment ago, and he gets this one to fall with a big time up and under. Well, great play there by Lewis. Spun it off the glass. He went in right side, faked the right-handed layup, goes back up left side, spins it off the glass on the comebacker, gets it to fall, and a whistle, 63-46, 1:41 to go.
Yes, sir. A play out of the Kobe playbook. Lewis just got in there, did the little reverse layup, got under, drawed the foul, and won. And that's all you got to say about it.
Misses the free throw. Back underway, clock rolls. 1:30 to go exactly, fans. Here's Voss, top of the key. Penguins won't let him in. All the fresh legs. Penguins go outside to Josh Jewett, and it goes three ball, and that one is good. So Jewett, the 6'6" sophomore out of Thunderbird, California, gets it to fall, 63-49, with 1:24 to go. The Penguins are in control, Jed Jackson.
No doubt. The Penguins are in control, and Mark Lewis showing great athleticism. First of all, the way to get up there and get the steal. Xavier Muldrow, it's his birthday. The true freshman from Riverside, California, showing his great athleticism and skills, being able to jump up, snatch the ball, bring it down, get inside to Mark Lewis, who went up and under like a savage. I'm loving the basketball here, Stu. I am loving the play by these true freshmen. Two freshmen involved on that great play, Stu. You can't ask for nothing more. It means nothing but great things in the future for this DU team. Tons of talent, tons of skill. I'm loving what Coach Tavani has brought here to Dominican University.
63-49, 1:24 to go. And the Penguins are now on offense. Man, oh man, the PUC's playing some masterful defense, or massive, I should say. Holy cow! And in the face, Poncia buries a three ball. 65-49, man, oh man. PUC playing like there's a game. And they're playing full court pressure in the backcourt as Reniker falls on Lewis, right under the hoop. Lewis with the foul. Reniker will go to the line. And PUC playing some massive defense all the way up. And Poncia buries that tray ball. Jet, what a shot from the right corner as Reniker goes to the line.
No doubt. Brett Poncia, freshman, you know, he's a sophomore this year, Stu. Last year he had a red shirt as a freshman, then came out, was unredshirted, then he had to get a medical red shirt again. He got a little sick. And Poncia, you know, he's a guy who's finally getting to shine here at Dominican University. A great player, a great shot. I'm telling you, he has one of the best threes I've seen ever, and I've been watching basketball for a long time, Stu.
Lewis gets it on the inbounds. Voss forces him out of bounds. Voss doesn't like the call. Voss is called on it. And that is, well, they say it's the team's ninth.
Is it nine or ten?
Ninth team foul, 65-52 with 1:03 to go.
Lewis will go to the line and shoot.
And Lewis is back up there, 1:03, 66-52, 1:03 when we resume.
They keep playing like this, dude. This game's not long from being put on ice, I'm telling you. Penguins are doing good.
And they're playing great all of a sudden, especially in the second half after it was just a one-point difference. In the first half, it was 30-29 at the end of the first period. And now the Penguins inside of one-minute fans, and the Penguins are up by 14. And the Penguins just don't want to foul or do anything silly. J.P. Tan has entered the game. Three ball goes off now by Andrew Webster. No good. And Voss comes up and spins it right off of Chris Souza's leg. Yeah, Voss, Voss with an anger issue there. Turned around and really nailed Souza. Luckily it didn't hurt him. But it was a heads-up play, though, for Voss. But he's mad. And I think he took it out on Souza there. This one goes off the rim by Reniker, and that's good.
Maybe Voss needs to focus on taking it out on the court, being able to score more often, help his teammates out, 67-54.
Yeah, that's a good point. 67-54, as Jet mentioned, 38 seconds to go. Now Reniker to the line. And Voss is not happy. But by bouncing it off of Souza's leg, he did end up getting his team three extra points. So hard to... Hard to criticize. Here's Xavier. 33 seconds to go. Penguins get it up to Poncia. No, check it. That's Schiltz. He didn't get it to fall. Voss comes down with it. 67-55, 24 seconds to go. Jouette on the way. Three ball in and out. Taking down Souza. Here's Lewis. Lewis runs into Voss. Now Voss, no whistle. Left side, Poncia just going to hold on to it with 12 seconds. Now Reniker and Xavier on his birthday. Xavier's got it. He puts a hand out to Reniker. Xavier's got a three at the top of the key. 2-1, no shot. Game over. Penguins win 67-55. Penguins with a CalPAC doubleheader. A sweep tonight. Our next broadcast, fans, will be a week from Saturday on the 14th, Valentine's Day. 5:30 women, 7:30 men. William Jessup in the house. William Jessup just percentage points ahead of the Penguins in the conference. It's going to be a battle for placement, seeding placement, in the conference tournament, which starts at the end of March. A lot of good stuff coming up. Keep an eye on the website, radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. For Jed Jackson, for the rest of the broadcast team, Stuart Horn signing off. See you a week from Saturday on Valentine's Day. Jed will be here. Thanks for listening, folks. Radio.dominican.edu.